For the last 15 years, musician Olivia Chaney has done a little bit of everything. She performed as a vocalist with the group 07 and alongside the acclaimed Kronos String Quartet. Most recently, she toured the world with the Decemberists. Now Olivia Chaney has joined up with that band and its frontman Colin Molloy to form the supergroup Offa Rex. Their new album, The Queen of Hearts, reimagines traditional English folk music. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So tell us how this project came about. It seems a little bit of an odd pairing at first glance.
I believe it started on Twitter.
Ha.
I was touring my solo record and was in some kind of cheap hotel in Brooklyn, I seem to recall, when I saw something come up on Twitter and it was Colin Molloy saying, you know, I wish Olivia Chaney would sing Willia Winsbury.
I think I actually have the tweet right here. It's from June of 2015, after your solo album came out. And I can't read it on air. Colin wrote, I suppose if Olivia Chaney ever did Willia Winsbury, I would lose my...
Yeah, beep.
And Willie of the Winsbury has lain long with his daughter at hame. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Janet? Why you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any sore sickness, or yet been sleeping with a man?
So lovely.
Thank you.
I was hoping we could listen to an older recording of one of the songs you chose to record for this album, The
right.
Old Churchyard, and then your version.
Lovely.
Maybe you could help us see how you updated. So let's listen to the older recording first.
Come, come with me out to the old churchyard. I so well know those paths beneath the soft green sward. Friends slumber in there that we want to regard.
So that's the English folk band The Watersons, who recorded it in the 1970s. And here's the Offa Rex version.
Come, come with me out to the old churchyard. I so well know those paths neath the soft green sward. Friends slumber.
This was so nice you picked this, because this feels like one of the tracks that really was a true collaboration and kind of meeting of all of the bands and mine and Colin's, you know, beliefs about a song like this. And I came with my own very strong association, which this song, The Old Churchyard in particular, was one that I started just singing solo a cappella at gigs. And I would just suddenly start singing it within... basically not really folk clubs, you know, not places where you would particularly expect to hear an a cappella voice singing an old kind of religious song. But for me, what I think so special about it is that although you feel the religious spiritual roots, to me it's kind of very timeless and universal as well.
Tell me, for you, the power of English folk music in particular. These songs, when you hear them, they seem so resonant. They seem like almost like a dream that you might have had, even if you're not familiar with the music itself.
That's such a lovely way of putting it. And I've tried to kind of use nursery rhymes or these timeless refrains that, exactly like you say, have this almost dreamlike nostalgia for something we've perhaps never known, you know. Those are all themes which I'm fascinated by in poetry and literature and song. And I think I am often drawn to music that is dealing with these age-old recurrent human condition kind of themes, and also, as you say, touching upon mysticism and, you know, in a very kind of open-ended, not necessarily one religion or other kind of way.
I read that you had a bit of a realization about your music after you left school when you were spending some time in Tuscany.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I'm trying to think where you would have read that. But yeah, I this was the period when I started to delve back into folk music, or not even delve back in, start to delve into, because I'd not grown up on, you know, old field recordings and my parents Morris dancing at, you know, mm-hmm. on the folk circuit like some people I know. I'm not a true folky in that sense. But again, bizarrely, in terms of the thing I was talking about before, it was actually an old Sephardi Jewish hymn, which I found myself remembering from a wonderful teacher at college. And just standing and singing that barefoot a cappella in front of a, you know, random crowd in Italy on some slightly heartbroken trip I was on out there, I just felt this real connection to something and the human voice and a simple text. And yeah, I think from that point on, I realized that I needed to keep searching for that kind of, oh, I don't know, I can't use the words purity or truth, really, can I? But I think at that point, that's what it felt like.
Do you by chance remember that hymn, and could you sing a little bit of it?
Oh, gosh.
The way you described it was so beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty short. I'll give it a go. I wasn't expecting to sing today. okay. Imloch Adonai Leolam Elohi Yitzion Ledo
I want you to know I have tears in my eyes.
Aww.
That's Olivia Chaney. Her new project with the Decemberists is off a Rex. Their album is The Queen of Hearts. Thank you so much for joining us and for singing for us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.